She's probably got you at 6-6.
So we're ready to rock and roll. So.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah,
me.
I almost made a bunch of birdie putts today, but I missed them. They turned into quadruple bogeys, which means if I was telling the truth about the birdie, that must have mean I missed 5 putts. Even though it was 3, I missed the bogey and the double, and I ended up with the triple. I shot a 93, the worst score of the group, not only 4, but 5. That means 4 people shot better than me. Hey, buddy. Yeah, buddy. My buddy and me. Mamas, don't let your hey buddies grow up to be yeah buddies.
Should we just roll in? Let's just roll into the game we're watching, Notre Dame Stanford, which is shaping up to be absolutely fantastic.
Which I figure, I thought this was going to happen.
You knew, I mean.
I didn't know. I said I thought this was going to happen. But
it's easy to say what you knew after the game's over,
exactly.
Right?
That's like a Comar move.
Everybody can be the Monday morning quarterback.
Yeah.
Everybody can be the Monday morning quarterback. But the pressure is all on Notre Dame in this game, and they're on the road. And Stanford wants to get a big win rolling into the Pac-12 championship.
Regardless, I don't think anybody from the Pac-12 is going to get in. But the fact that Notre Dame is going to lose this game, that's the guarantee of the week.
Guarantee
of the week. You play that back.
That's an absolute lock. This game doesn't lose in this lifetime or any other.
So anyways, what I'm trying to say is Pac-12 is not getting in. Notre Dame's not getting in. It's going to be one Big 12 team, which we'll debate on that.
Okay, well, we're going to have to take a peek at this Oklahoma-Oklahoma State game then, because that's got major implications.
Not to mention
Ohio State dropped all the way to 8, but they pounded Michigan in the ass tonight.
So Michigan State's in, guaranteed already.
Michigan State's in. This is according to you.
Did Michigan State win today? You should probably figure that out. If they won today, they're in.
I believe the game is still going.
Well, anyways.
No, they won. They pounded Penn State 55-16.
So they're in.
So they're in.
If they would have lost, then it was between Michigan and Ohio State.
Okay, so Michigan State's only,
they're in.
Okay, Michigan State, they have to be in because their only loss is
they're
at Nebraska.
Iowa. They're going to play Iowa for the Big 12 championship or the Big. Yeah. What is it?
Michigan State is. This is where it gets confusing. No, are they both Big Ten? I could be wrong.
Oh yeah, they're in the same.
So Michigan State's Big Ten
and Iowa.
Iowa's also
Big
Ten.
To go to the playoff.
Okay. So then that's it. So that game determines one of those teams is in the championship.
You win, you're in.
Well, that's simple.
Yeah, that's simple. So that's
but
done.
That I almost feel both of those teams should be in for the final four teams.
I don't know.
Clemson's undefeated, so they're.
I'm in the same boat as you with Clemson. I don't think they deserve to be there, but the fact of the matter is, those two teams, whoever wins is in.
At this point, I almost feel like it should be Alabama, Michigan State, Iowa, and Ohio State.
No. That's 3 fucking Big 12 teams in one. No, there's no way. That's three in one.
Okay.
You got to have Alabama.
But now I've got confusion of Big Ten and Big 12.
Well, I'll give you Big Ten. You name 3 of them. Michigan State, Iowa, and Ohio State?
Are all Big Ten.
All Big Ten.
So who's Big 12?
Big 12 is Oklahoma, Oklahoma State,
okay.
Baylor.
Okay.
So anyways, okay. It doesn't fucking matter. Yeah. Hey, this is what this podcast is all about. Learn on the go.
Well, shit. Maybe the Big Ten is the conference with the big dick this year.
Last year they won the fucking national title.
The SEC, there's no Alabama's the only team that deserves to go.
I agree.
Florida, not impressed.
I say you got Alabama in there, the winner of the Michigan State Iowa game
right.
is in.
Right. That's a guarantee.
Big 12, you gotta go. I don't even know what happened today, so it's hard for me to say. But the winner of that,
but are you telling me Stanford can't get in? Okay, here we are.
No, because they got two or three losses.
They have 3 losses?
They got 2 at least. They got two at least.
But so okay, so two losses, just it's just not.
No, there's just no way. You got to have one loss or no losses to get in.
All right, so we're saying Pac-12's out.
Pac-12's out. We knew that going into this week. It was
Alabama in.
In.
Clemson in.
If they win out, they're in.
Clemson?
Yeah.
It's already done.
Oh, they already won today.
Do they have one more game next week?
It's possible, but they're probably in.
They're in. Clemson's in. Bama's in. Winner of Michigan State. Iowa's in.
Three. The
fourth one is sort of up. This Oklahoma State game has major.
Well, they were talking about Notre Dame. If they win this game, they're in. But if they lose, they're out.
Right.
And neither of these two teams are in.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was like Stanford wins, it doesn't matter. Notre Dame wins, they're in.
I feel like Notre Dame is probably going to somehow.
Hey, Matt.
Find a way to lose
this
game.
So when we actually edit this podcast, we know everything.
Hey, Pig Vomit, how many putts did you make today?
18.
So, Pig Vomit, I think, actually kind of got the last laugh there because I was trying to make fun of him. The question should have been, how many putts did you miss today? In which case, the answer would have been enormous. How many putts did you make today? He was pretty clever. It was a little jabby back at old Carter over here. 18, which obviously... whether you shoot a 65 or 105, you probably made 18 putts on the day.
It doesn't matter. It really doesn't.
So, Matty Vugka, your team Denver, there's a little changing of the guard going on there, it feels like. I feel like Peyton Manning, God bless him, he's going to the Hall of Fame. He's going to go down as definitely one of the top five quarterbacks of all time. He's in the conversation to be number one if we're going to split hairs and actually –
Carter, let me cut you off. Before you go any farther, do you even know what the quarterback's name of Denver Broncos is right now? Do you?
He doesn't.
Let's hear it.
Chris, he has Denver's defense, okay?
He doesn't have Denver's offense. Can we just hear him say one guess? Who's Denver's quarterback? Your favorite team in the entire National Football League. Who's the quarterback? Manning's out. Who's the quarterback?
We mentioned his name last week, and we said that he was the quarterback when we went to that game at ASU. Then we determined he was not because that was like 10 fucking years ago. And I'll give you a clue. B.O. is like 22 years
B.O.
old.
B.O.
Yeah.
So we'll give you one guess.
B.O. who doesn't.
We know you don't know, obviously. You would have said it already.
B.O. who doesn't stink, by the way.
Come on, stand up. Get over here. Come on. Give us one guess.
Chris, correct me if I'm wrong. I believe the numbers were somewhere along the lines of 20 of 25 with a couple of touchdowns and no picks in his debut.
Sounds right to me.
Let me tell you what. Injury report says, I don't know, a little whiteout on here, a little editing. I think Peyton's going to be out for a few more weeks.
He's going to be out. There's no doubt.
The funny thing is, I think if Brock has a bad game, I don't know. I think Peyton might have a miraculous return.
That's the NFL right there.
The health might mysteriously just all of a sudden get miraculously
better.
Here's
the thing. If Brock Osweiler lost last week, we would not be talking about...
We would have a huge debate on who's starting
Peyton
this week.
Peyton should probably come back sooner than later because Brock obviously can't take
Denver's
over as the quarterback.
Gonna win the Super Bowl this year.
Denver's going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Why do you say that?
Peyton Manning's going to come back.
And what's he going to do when he comes back? He's going to be Superman?
Matt, we know there's only one Superman this year, and it's the man that's running away with the NFL MVP, and that's Cam Newton. Show that Superman, Cam. Come on, dance in Tennessee. Come on, Tennessee. You know you love him. You know you love him. You know you love him.
You know what? You're probably right. He might lose in the first round.
I definitely do not trust Carolina.
Don't trust him.
Even though I trust them week to week in the regular season. Because they're out smashing everybody.
But you know what? It's like every team that they beat, you go, they could have lost that game.
Yeah.
It's not convincing.
Yep.
No. There's certain games that Patriots play that you go, oh, well, jeez, they just outclassed them.
But
you don't see that with Carolina.
But here's what I love about them for this season thus far is pure consistency.
They're consistent.
Yeah. It's on offense, on defense, on special teams. They are not making mistakes.
They don't get behind.
And bottom line, they're just winning the football game.
They don't get behind. No. You notice that? They never are behind. It's like 3-0. You're like, that's unimpressive.
So I feel like...
It's now 6-0. That's not impressive. Yeah. Well, now it's 13-0. That's not that impressive either. But they're not giving up any points.
I feel like last year and even more so the season before, the story of the, you know, because the microphone catches the quarterbacks and their calls and all this, and there's all these audibles and all this other stuff. And two seasons ago especially, it was Peyton Manning and the Omaha.
Oh, yeah.
There was actually a
– Omaha!
There was actually a bet.
Omaha!
What's the over-under – what's the over-under Super Bowl of how many times he's going to say?
Omaha! Omaha!
Now
– check, check. He's the mic. He's the mic.
Check.
Omaha.
Now I feel like the story is Cam Newton, because, like you said, they haven't gotten behind, so they've got the lead, so they're just consistently running their offense. And you know what I'm hearing week in and week out when Carolina has the ball, up by 11 points, burning clock, not flashy. They're the San Antonio Spurs of the NFL, but it's Cam Newton back there going, ready!
Yes.
It's just,
and he makes it like stylish. He's like, ooh, ready.
But there's no rush. It's not It's not the hurry up offense where you've got the defense on their heels. It's the exact opposite. It's like you lull these guys to sleep with how boring this is. But guess what? We're going to pick up 4 or 5 yards, and then we're going to have 3rd and 2, and we're going to pick up the first down, and we're just going to continue to move the ball forward.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. That's their game right there. Exactly what you're saying is what you feel when you watch the game. You're like, well, there's no hurry in this game. They're just going to methodically play defense, methodically play offense. When you look at the final score, you'll be like, that was convincing, I guess.
I guess. I'm not really impressed.
I'm not really impressed, but they won by 10. I never thought they were going to lose, and I guess that's the name of the game.
I look down, and they're 11-0.
11-0.
They kicked out.
Cam goes to the podium. He doesn't have to answer any questions other than, so, you guys played pretty good. He's like, again? Yeah. That's what we did. How was your touchdown celebration? Well, it was a touchdown.
So, I had action on them to win 8 games or less this season.
Oh, you're done.
I have a feeling that bet's going to lose now that they're 11-0.
Yeah, I think it might lose.
Yeah, I think we can chalk that one up. That's going back to the book.
Yeah. All right. So, college football today, we're watching a couple games, not a lot, but we watched USC-UCLA.
Yeah, UCLA really disappointed in their performance in the second half. We didn't see much of the first half. We saw the second half.
But it was
half.
Turnovers, though, right?
It was turnovers.
Just, everything we watched was turnovers. It was
SC got in there. They got the sack on Rosen. God bless him. He's a freshman trying to make a play. And I don't fault him for trying to make a play in the situation. He's trying to get rid of the ball, but you know, when the guy's on you and you go back to throw the ball,
you can't be doing this.
He's going to grab your arm.
Yeah, you can't be doing this.
You can't be throwing the ball behind your head, over your head, whatever it was. But it was just a slew of turnovers. I mean, they got to Rosen. They picked up the fumble, the scoop and score. He goes in for the touchdown. SC makes a dumb 2-point call, which they didn't get. It didn't matter. But then they got the interception. They go up, then score another touchdown. They're up 12 points. And then they got another interception after that, and they slowly went down.
It was turnovers.
Game over. They got up 19 points, and game ended up not being that close, which is unfortunate. I thought that game was going to come down to the wire.
Yeah, I mean, if you looked at both teams, they were pretty good, but they both didn't know how to close games. So you figured it was going to be close. And then we got Notre Dame, Stanford.
But see, this game is now really getting up in the air.
This is the one we need to talk about.
Notre Dame's got the lead 23-21, and at this point, I really don't know who's going to win this game.
No.
But Oklahoma's starting to take it to Oklahoma State, so Oklahoma now really starting to make their case.
So my prediction
they're gonna
is
be in.
Stanford 35, Notre Dame 30.
Okay. I can definitely see that. If McCaffrey, or I love their quarterback, Hogan, if one of those guys is able to make a play, I think they can make it happen. I mean, Notre Dame, I don't know. I don't know if I feel it here at
Stanford.
I don't
think either team is very good.
So neither.
I mean, they're good, but they're not one of those teams that's going to be in the Final Four.
Yeah, neither of them deserves
to
be in the Final
Four. No, neither of them do. But I do think that Stanford's got this.
All right. So at this point, well, there's no Final Eight yet. Final Eight, we're going to have that discussion in three to five. Yeah. Three is probably too short. Five is too long.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Quattro is in quattro teams. However, I'm projecting how soon we are going to have 8 teams in the playoffs.
I would make it tomorrow. I would be like, let's just forget what we said preseason. We're going to just make it 8 teams.
Not that I'm going to claim
football.
Credit.
Football is like, it doesn't matter. You can't compare teams based on who you played in a conference that nobody else plays. That doesn't make any sense.
McCaffrey. That's a touchdown. That is
did
a
he touch
touchdown.
The pylon?
He did not go out of bounds, and that ball touched the pylon. Are you kidding me? How is that not a touchdown? Is it not reviewable in college?
I don't know.
It was a touchdown.
Third down? You should challenge that shit if you can.
He never stepped out of bounds, and he hit the pylon. Moot point.
That's close.
Are they gonna say he? Are you gonna say he didn't? Yeah, there he goes. Here he goes. Touchdown.
Beetlejuice says touchdown. Ooh,
so
I didn't even know this game was still going.
Making that play.
Wow. Okay, Oklahoma's in.
Oklahoma's in.
Well, it's simple then.
Michigan State's in.
Michigan State is not in. Michigan State has to play Iowa.
Oh, yeah, in the Big 12 championship.
So
it's between them two.
It's simple.
One of those two is getting in.
Clemson, Bama, Oklahoma, all
in. And the winner of that game.
The fourth spot is the winner of Michigan State and Iowa.
Exactly.
That's
okay.
Even if Notre Dame wins, I think that
they're
somehow
screwed. Oh, no, they're
done. Screwed.
They're done. They're not in. No way.
They're going to get just passed up somehow.
Yeah, they're passed up. And they don't have a championship game.
All right, so let's just play devil's advocate on
That was unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, fans, this was one of those passes that you see go in the air and you go, who's that going to?
Well, I would love to see the actual average amount of points scored in the Big Ten per game this year.
They don't play defense, that's for sure.
It's just absolutely ludicrous. It's already 50 points, and it's 6 minutes and 41. It's a second quarter. I mean, this is a joke. So,
are they going to go for two? Is it that time where you need every point counts?
Chris, maybe we jump the gun. Maybe Oklahoma is not in because there's no reason why Oklahoma State can't come back in this game.
That's true.
It's 6 minutes, 6.5 minutes left in the second quarter.
That was a 72-yard touchdown right there.
All right, jumping back to the NFL, Carolina being 11-0. Okay, Green Bay absolutely not impressing us at all over the course of the last 5 weeks.
No.
You've got the NFC East, which is a total joke. The Lions.
Oh, yeah, joke.
You got what? The Giants are 5-5 and they're in first place? Something like that?
They're 5-5. Redskins are probably 4-5. Actually,
the Redskins are below the Giants. The Redskins are probably something and crappy. We'll put them at
Dallas is 8 losses.
Somewhere between something and crappy. Right? The Giants are 5-5. The Skins are 4-6. The Eagles are 4-7. Dallas is 3-8. It's pathetic. Right, Green Bay's not even in first. They're 7-4.
Minnesota's 7-3.
Carolina's 11-0, but I think it's one of these situations where the guy on the top of the mountain is going to get dethroned. He's not going to run the gamut. That's the feeling I get with Carolina.
I don't believe in him.
I'll tell you the team I do believe in at this point, Arizona.
Yeah.
I don't.
Don't.
No.
Denver.
See, the win in Seattle, despite the fact that Seattle has had a chink in the armor this year, there is no more Legion of Boom. I don't even want to say that anymore.
I don't know why I don't, but I don't. It's one of those things where it's like the whole team has never been there before.
See, I'm feeling
that's
it.
My deal. It's like Carson Palmer, he's never done it before.
I'm feeling it on all three sides. Palmer, to me, watching him, he looks fantastic.
He looks fantastic, it's just I don't see it going.
And see, here's the also little wild card I feel about him. Because he's dealt with a lot of injuries in his career.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, he's 34, whatever he is, okay? But I feel like he's not a weathered 34 because he's had some time off.
I agree with you 100%. Yeah. He looks amazing. He looks fresh. He looks healthy. It looks like he's only half the time that he's been in the NFL that he's actually been in the NFL.
He feels like he's still 29, 30 years old.
Yeah, he looks great. He's never even been a whole full season in, like, 8 years.
Fitzgerald, how about that revival? Struggled the past couple years. All of a sudden, he's one of the top receivers.
He's a slot receiver. No. He's a slot receiver. He's great at that. He's got size. He's got quickness. He's just great.
They got Floyd. They got John Brown. Chris Johnson is running the rock just like he did in his prime
Everybody
time years
is a little bit older. That's the only thing I'm concerned about.
Andre Ellington.
We're only in week 12. These guys, the to make it week 12 is a fucking fantastic feat. But when you get it to week 13, 14, 15, who knows?
Because there is still,
this is an old team.
There is still a lot of time left.
Oh, man.
We're only 10 games in. There's
somebody's
going to
get
play.
Hot.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to get hot. And it happens every year. At this point, somebody gets hot, and then they go.
You know what I think is a fun storyline at this point of the season is Detroit. At 1-7, they look like a complete joke. They were getting their asses handed to them.
And they got Jim Bob.
Now all of a sudden, they're 4-6.
Jim Bob Cooter. That's the offensive coordinator that took over. Jim Bob Cooter.
Is that his name?
Oh, yeah.
At this point, they're not really out of it.
Not in that division. No way.
At 4-7 and kind of getting hot?
Although you got to figure Green Bay, Minnesota is going to take that one.
But, well, yeah, I figure one of them is going to win the division. But at the same time, Green Bay is going to Detroit. Detroit is, they've never felt better, okay? They already beat Green Bay in Green Bay just a couple of weeks ago.
You're right.
They go on Thanksgiving Day. They absolutely smash Philadelphia. They've won 3 games in a row.
I know.
The other game they beat was Chicago. They beat
it's
Chicago by the
same formula. It's
just
one of those things where you look at it, it's like
Bay.
You got 6 games left. If they lost 2 games, that's 9 losses.
Yeah.
It's 2 games out of the next 7. That's what's hard.
No, out of the next 5.
Well,
they're 4-7. I suppose when you put it as they probably need to go 5-0 to make the playoffs.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
They're probably in trouble. if they go 4-1.
Bad call, Beast. There's not 7 games left.
There's not 7 games left. We're on week 12.
They've already lost 7, but there's not 7 games left.
There's not 7 games left.
I suppose having to win 5 out of 5, which is realistically
it's,
probably what they're going to do.
That's not that.
They're
not
a little
good
bit
odds.
In trouble. But at the same time, it's not that threatening necessarily, okay?
You're right in the sense that they still have a chance. They're not mathematically.
Oh, and we're back, and Atlanta kicks it off into the end zone, takes a knee, and we're going to another 2-minute commercial spot.
All right, so we're talking about Atlanta.
Atlanta, it's hugely disappointing. This is my point of the NFC. Detroit, yeah, probably, okay, 4-7, maybe not going to get there. The point is, the NFC, it's... I don't put a lot of stock in Aikman, but I believe what he said on Thanksgiving, which is there's been a lot of bad football played this year.
Yeah.
There really has. When you go across the board, there's nobody that's really that threatening. We looked just a little while ago. We had a bunch of undefeated teams, okay? 4 of them, which now look like a complete joke, Denver, Green Bay, Atlanta, and Cincinnati. I mean, do you trust any of those 4 teams now?
No. No. Absolutely not.
2 of them are still undefeated, which are Carolina and New England.
Which I don't trust Carolina. New England
exactly.
Banged up.
Right. We trust New England because they're there.
They're
going to
be there,
but
because
you're right,
they're
banged
there.
Up.
They're banged up.
Deion
they're
Lewis, out. Julian Edelman,
out.
Danny Amendola,
out.
Okay. Tom Brady's in there.
But if Tom Brady goes down, that team's nothing.
Tom Brady goes down, it's over.
It's over.
There's no Matt Castle to the rescue for the regular season this year.
There's not one quarterback that could take that team anywhere but Brady. There's nobody.
How much do you love Gronkowski?
Oh, he's the man.
He's an absolute beast.
You know what's crazy is you watch about Manziel and he's got these problems with partying. He can't be out of the club with a bottle of champagne and all that stuff. And then you got Gronkowski, does whatever the fuck he wants to do. Why?
Still goes out there.
Because he's fucking productive.
I think the Manziel thing is a total joke. This kid is unbelievable. I understand he's only 22 years old or whatever, but it's like, dude, you need to start getting a clue. Like, do you not...
He doesn't understand the situation he's in.
All this talk, all this chitter-chatter about what a little punk you are?
He doesn't get it. It's like, you go to rehab. Publicly, everybody knows you go to rehab.
Publicly.
So then, when you get the starting job for the season from your head coach, it's like, oh... We're going to put the franchise in your hands.
Which has
you
to
just
be
go with
reluctantly,
it.
Right? I mean, they have to reluctantly be handing him the reins.
There was no reason for them to do that, but they did it. And then that weekend, he's out there fucking popping bottles.
And did you see the little blip about what he told his friends? This is what I believe he truly got in trouble for. The story that I saw was that he told his friends... to put the story out like that didn't even happen this weekend. Like that was an old video.
I did hear this.
So that, it's like, you know, that always is going to make it worse.
I didn't hear that.
Chris.
I heard this. I heard, well, it's not confirmed that his story matched up with the timeline.
So let's give you an example. Chris, your wife asks you, Did you go out to the strip club last night with Matt, Chris, and Los?
Well, no.
Now you're in even more trouble when she finds that credit card receipt in your pocket, which was for Fritz's too, for $200 in alcohol, not to mention the $60 that disappeared out of your wallet for the lap dance. You just say yes. Johnny, were you out drinking at the club last night?
Yes. No, he was not. He was not there.
Johnny, we know that you were there.
Was it Thursday or was it Wednesday?
You say, yes, I was at the club drinking. And then the next morning, I was studying the opposing team that we're playing next week, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I agree, 100%. He just doesn't get it because he's never had to be in that situation where anything mattered.
I think
it
the whole thing's like a joke anyway, though, because I feel like he's not going anywhere.
Right now. He's so strange.
You know what it is?
Nothing. Like,
the coach knows he's fucking nothing. The coach goes, I see him in practice.
Yeah.
He's okay. He could probably play better than fucking whatever his name is.
Well,
McCown.
Yeah.
But he's not our future.
Well, I love
best quarterbacks come out of the West Coast besides Peyton Manning.
Good job, Pig Vomit.
That's good.
So Schlereth said something which was great on ESPN. He goes, you know, I played in the NFL for a long time and never once did I go into the huddle and the quarterback called broken play, scramble around, and make something happen on two.
Yeah.
But that's when Johnny Football is at his finest. And unfortunately, that may be the only time that he's at his finest.
You know what? He hasn't been his finest in the NFL. He's done okay.
We had the one. He had the win against Tennessee, which obviously right. Tennessee's only won two games. I think they're going to beat Oakland this week. But bottom line, they're 2-8. He did make a big that huge play to Kelvin Benjamin when they were up like 21-14, and then that put him up 28-14.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit in the spotlight on that because it was his first start, and they were able to get the victory. Tennessee at that point in time, basically Mariota had beat Winston in the debut. They handled him pretty easily, 42-14 in week one. So it was a decent win at that point in time. And then against Cincinnati, they hung tough for a little while. And he got that touchdown just before the first half, and they were only down by a few points at halftime. So it was kind of like, all right, he's done, you know, he's kind of hung in there. He's kind of done some things.
You're not right.
He's not knocking anyone's socks off, but at the same time, he's kind of hanging in there and fighting, especially for some limited time on the field. So, but it's like all this bullshit off the field, it's like it's too much, you know?
It is too much. He's a franchise quarterback now. He got drafted high. And when the coach says he's going to be our starter for the rest of the season, you got to get your shit to fuck together. You got to do it.
Chris, do you realize Oklahoma just scored again?
41-17.
There's 58 points scored. It's not even halftime. There's 2 minutes left.
Can you imagine what kind of gambling opportunities this would be?
Don't tell me about it.
I looked at the over-under. They're already over, and it's halftime.
Okay, I'm going to look. I am going to look at the over-under for the game.
I quit gambling. I quit gambling. It doesn't even fucking matter to me anymore. But if I was gambling, they're at the over, and it's halftime.
Okay, I don't think it's going to be 58, but I think it's going to be not much further past 68. Let's take a look. Oh, 62.5 is the over-under for the game.
This game, or the last Oklahoma game.
62.5. They're at 58.
Wow.
What do you think? They're going to score 4.5 points in the second half? Or maybe even, we still got 2 minutes in the first half.
And you would have bet the over. Guaranteed.
Well, that's typically what the public bets, Chris, is the over. So, of course, you love those games where they rack those points up. Bama 29-13, pretty boring victory over Auburn this week, huh?
What do you think, Omar? Is this a good podcast?
I love it.
You love it.
So, mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be Comars. All right, ladies and gents, thanks for listening. I think it's time to go play some poker. I'm not gambling on sports anymore, so we got to get that gambling fixed somewhere. Our good friend Joe Five, who just had a baby, just had a little shout-out and said, Carter, I bet you $1 I can get you gambling before the day's over. And sure enough, probably going to lose $1 to him because we're going to go play some poker.
Full house.
You'll probably just ride away. your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars or drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings,
little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. Them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometimes won't know how to take him.
He ain't wrong, he's just different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Doctors and lawyers and such.